Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side-effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window, so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven, non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's Radio 15 for 15% off today.
When you haven't found love, it can feel like everyone else has. It's in every movie, every song, and all the PDA. Looking for love sucks. Thankfully, California Psychics can give you the guidance you need to find the one. We guarantee if your reading isn't life-changing, it's free. And new customers receive 20 minutes for just $20. Visit CaliforniaPsychics.com and experience the joy of certainty. California Psychics.
Get up!
What?
You're waking up with Sarah and Vinny.
Oh my God! What could be better than that?
Alice at 97.3.
Alice 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. How about some outside lands tickets? You get to pick which day you want to go. Take the word TOAST, T-O-A-S-T. That's this hour's code word, TOAST. And text it to our contest line, 20357. That gets you entered for a pair of one-day, pick-your-day tickets to Outside Lands. If you pick Friday, you're seeing Doja Cat as your headliner. Gracie Abrams headlines on Saturday, Hozier on Sunday. But there are so many bands playing on so many different stages. You wander all over Golden Gate Park and have an incredible experience, a big adventure. Outside Lands. This hour's code word is TOAST. The contest line is 20357. Outside Lands tickets August 8th through the 10th in Golden Gate Park, courtesy of Another Planet Entertainment. This hour's code word is TOAST. We'll have a new code word for you next hour and all throughout the day. I think the last code word comes your way at 5:05. So we're doing that all week long.
Listen to 6:50.
Mm-hmm.
Tell Sarah my hubby and I play floating cribbage in our hot tub every Saturday.
Oh,
should
really?
I ask? Yeah. Should I ask their address so you can go play?
No, I can Google floating cribbage.
No. I mean, I think they're inviting you over.
Oh,
we'll do it.
I don't want to cramp their style.
We'll be there.
Nah.
Just give us an invite. Send us an address.
I like to be naked in the hot tub.
Yeah. That's what we're talking about.
No, I'm not that kind of, I don't want to see other people naked.
925 says, Bob's an intern? No, Bob's not an intern,
no.
But she's a baby radio person. And the point I was trying to make is, when I started in radio, there were people that helped me.
Mm-hmm.
Chris Ryan, Greg Stevens, these are guys who said, you know what? We'll teach you everything we know.
Yeah.
And help you, if that's what you
grow
want.
Grow you up.
And that's what I wanted. I found the thing. Like, that's...
Yeah.
If you find that thing where you go, this is, I think, where I'm supposed to be. It's like a... Thank God.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, you go, I'll pour all of my energy in. I'm happy to.
Right.
I just want to try and help her any way I can.
Yeah.
Just like
the
other
interns.
No, she's not an intern,
but she, you know, in the same way the interns would occasionally make it onto the air and the ones who were good at it would get some airtime.
Mm-hmm.
And she started out in, actually, she was onboarded for the camera stuff that she's doing, all the great social media that she's putting out there.
Yep.
You've noticed our social media game is up. It's not our fault.
And actually, just a moment ago during the commercial, she came in and said, there's a thing I want you guys to do. And I started asking questions, but what I should probably have just said is, whatever you want.
Yep.
Anything you want. You got it.
I'm going to send you a TikTok and I need you to learn the thing. Like, oh my God, that sounds hard. Whatever you say, guide us. Oh, Bob. All right. So I did that. Let's go to this. Did Brad Pitt get a facelift? It is no secret that that guy at age 61 is looking as fine as he ever has. Finer, even. He looks great. Some people say, oh, that guy is like a real life Benjamin Button. I'm looking at a picture of him, and we'll put this up on the Sarah and Vinny Facebook page. In fact, I might have already done it. So in this picture, there he is in 2020, and there he is in 2024. So I got to say that his like cheeks and jowls look a little like they're dropping a little in the 2020 stuff. And the 2024, it looks like they kind of carved it up a little and lightened things up.
I can't tell. You know, people do fluctuate, whether it's your body weight or, yeah, you know, you might even just be clenching your jaw in one picture versus another.
He does have a different haircut in both of them, too. Like the one he's. Yeah, I.
But I mean, would you be that surprised?
No.
In a scenario where the kind of hundreds of millions of dollars you're paid to be a leading man, he just launched what, the F1 movie?
Yep.
He's a leading man in Hollywood. There's not a lot of those gigs to go around.
No, and I guess not like he needs the money, although I guess that divorce is probably pretty expensive.
Very expensive.
Still, he's a rich dude. But he is beautiful. I'd be worried. If I was him and I had seen Tom Cruise on the red carpet of my F1 movie, which he came out to for the London premiere of. Remember that? There was like a picture of them. They hadn't seen each other since whatever movie they did years ago. The vampire movie. Like Tom Cruise to me is getting to a point where it's like, that's what not to do. He's not gone full blown Kenny Rogers or anything, or even Burt Reynolds.
No, he looks a little different. I understand what you're saying. And he's in a weird spot. He's over 60 and still doing stunts, like these crazy badass stunts. So he's got to keep.
Oh, is he also exactly 61 years old? Boy, him and Brad Pitt.
But, you know, someone wrote in, and I don't know how that, you tell me, you're the Tinseltown tattler.
I'm really
Someone
not.
Wrote in and said, Brad Pitt is the modern day Robert Redford or Paul Newman. These are men that were leading men, heartthrobs, their whole lives.
Yes. Even as they were what other people would be considered elderly.
Well into their 70s, they were
rocking the sexy.
Right. So.
But they did it, I would think, without it. I mean,
that's the question.
A lot of stuff.
Have they had any stuff done? Those two guys?
No, not that I know of.
Well,
I mean, Robert Redford. I really haven't seen Robert Redford. And of course, Paul Newman's dead. You know, I think about Clint Eastwood, though. Like, I mean, he's definitely starting to look more like Gollum. But that guy's also been pretty hot his whole life.
Well, now he's in his 90s, so now it doesn't count at all. Robert Redford, the last thing I saw him in was a Marvel movie.
Yeah, I don't know. What did you see him in? Oh, look how handsome.
I want to say it was the Avengers.
Yeah, Robert Redford is like the Glenn Powell of yesteryear. He's got that look. He's a good looking guy. You know, I'm going to say he did get some stuff done later in life because his face starts to look like his eyebrows start to look a little wonky. Maybe not, though. I don't know. Anyway, what's the secret for Brad Pitt? He does have a luxury skincare brand called Beaudomain. Irresistible.
Oh, Robert Redford, single. Well, he's just not married.
Yeah, I don't know what his. I haven't heard Robert Redford's name in so long. Anyway, there's a Turkish plastic surgeon. Apparently, Turkey's where you go if you want good plastic surgery.
No.
Nope, it is.
No.
Yep, there for plastic surgery and for hair transplants.
No.
Yes. They're saying that you can get them for less money.
Is this that like, what do they call that? Medical tourism or whatever? No.
Why are you saying no?
Because you don't know what you're getting yourself into.
Plus you're in Turkey.
Millions
and
of people are doing it.
Wait, there's millions?
Yes.
People are going there. I know somebody who went to Turkey for something.
For what?
Hair transplants.
Who?
I'm not going to tell you.
Steven.
No, it's not. Okay, yes, Steven. Let's go Steven.
Did you say?
Yeah, I did. It's only. No.
Oh.
But I wouldn't be surprised. No. No, not Steven. Oh my God, he's just going to write down everybody I know. No.
Oh.
I think he got those locally.
Oh.
Yeah. Anyway. He went and got it done. And they're saying here, Turkish plastic surgeon. And I'm not surprised by that at all, because that's who's doing the surgeries these days. And when millions of people go to you, you get all kinds of practice. You get better and better at it. Of course, if you're in Hollywood, like my guess is Brad went to the very best Beverly Hills plastic surgeon. Guy's probably Turkish. So this guy speculates in a post. This is a guy who, by the way, I watched his post. Or maybe it was the TikTok that I watched. I watched a few things about whether or not Brad had had stuff done. And there are people who are just like internet sleuthing as to what he's done. They say he got some stuff done to his upper cheeks. And they say that they did the masculine version of the procedure. Because there's a thing that they can do to a woman's cheeks, and they make them look sort of round and rosy and like they've got this high cheekbone. But on dudes, they do it differently because a guy doesn't want to have apple cheeks. You know, he wants to have a more masculine looking cheekbone. So someone in the comments suggests that that Brad could have had multiple facelifts, and there and this embryonic stem cell injections and platelet rich plasma injections. Was that the stuff you were talking about earlier?
What was the initials?
No initials. It's called embryonic stem cell injections.
No, that's something different.
And platelet-rich plasma injections.
That's crazy.
Other people say he's just looking better because he's done with Angelina Jolie, but I don't know. They don't seem done, actually. They're still fighting over that winery. They also say he's got his hair really short right now. And so these people are zooming in on the back of his ear in some of these, you know, investigative internetism. And they're saying there's scars behind his ears, and that's a giveaway.
Well, that is a thing. When I worked at the La Costa Resort, there was a guy, pardon me, the guy who started, he ran the resort through all of its early big shot days. Mm-hmm. And when I worked there, he was in his 80s. And he had a weave on his head, so he would, if when he needed to itch, he needed to take a pencil and stick it through the spots that it was.
Oh,
like you'd see him trying to itch himself.
I didn't know what you meant.
Oh my God! And then he had scars back here, and that was one of the reasons why he wanted all the hair, was so that he could cover what was going on behind his ears.
Yeah, it becomes harder to shave your head when you've done a bunch of stuff that you need to cover up.
He'd had a bunch of stuff done. Scars. But he was like one of those old-time guys who had a picture, a black and white of him on Muscle Beach, jacked up from back in the day. Like he was a contemporary of Jack LaLanne. You may know that name.
I do.
Many of you don't, but... Right. He was an early oldest fitness. And he was a dude who did stunts, like watch me tow this boat around or
right.
whatever.
He did
some of that stuff here too, by the way.
He's passed, right? But he was very old and kept himself in really good shape. He started to look very stringy, you know, a lot of like sort of tendony looking. But he was an old dude who kept it together.
And he did feats of strength, I'm telling you, like towing, swimming
feats of strength.
Pulling a boat.
Yeah.
Who can do that?
Well, Jack if it's in LaLanne the water, you can easily do it.
Oh, you can't.
Of course you can. It's in the water. Weighs nothing. Just tug it around. There's been a lot of speculation about Brad Pitt. And honestly, if anyone's surprised that Brad Pitt gets stuff done, I mean, that's his moneymaker. Of course he does. A little thing here, a little thing there. Full facelift. I don't know, but maybe. There's a TikTok from last November that suggests he's had also a neck lift, and they detail a few other procedures as well. So if you're interested in looking into that, then please have at it. This was a little disappointing to me because I wanted to see, but I couldn't.
See what?
That UFC guy, Conor McGregor, who just seems like such a tool, but is like running for office in Ireland. Like, I think he wants to be the president or something.
Electing famous people.
Totally works out every time.
Smart.
Everybody should do that. So Conor McGregor sent nudes to Azalea Banks.
Azalea Banks, if this is who I'm thinking of, is pretty angry.
Yeah. I think she was the girl who was at the Gladiator's apartment. What's his name? Russell Crowe. And she got into some kind of like screaming match with him. I can't remember all the details of it, but every time I hear from her, she's mad about something. Yeah. And I'm sure she has hit songs. I just don't know any of them. Are you Azealia Banks?
I've heard the name and that's about it.
I used to always get her screwed up with Iggy Azalea because I think right around the same time they had some stuff
Iggy
going on.
Iggy just dropped off and is doing porn now. She's an OnlyFans lady.
Well, she's got a rockin', or she did have a rockin' bod. So I guess if the money stops rolling in from the singing, you turn to OnlyFans.
It's your
only other option, girls.
Azealia Banks is an American rapper, singer, and songwriter known for her catchy underground music and online feuds with other musicians.
Mm. Anyway, I don't know what her relationship is with Conor McGregor, but he sent her some D pics. This was on his birthday when he turned 37, just a day or two ago. And he celebrated by having pictures of his D posted all over the web. Because he sent them to Azealia
Banks. Oh, and
then
she turned around and put them up?
He supposedly sent the nudes himself, and she was not interested, so she decided to tweet them for the world to see. Unfortunately, I can't find the uncensored ones, which is a real bummer, because she says some stuff about his wiener that I was like, no, I don't like to see that. What's going on there? And the thing that they had
Hold on. Are the statements she makes about it complimentary or...
No, she indicates that it's weird.
Oh.
She said, how are you going to send a bitch some crooked pics and then threaten her not to tell? And then she uses other bad words and says, do you know who the F I am? Like, how are you really going to sexually harass me with the potato farmer thing you've got going on and then threaten me not to tell? I don't know what a potato farmer thing would look like, and it's crooked. Come on. Anyway, she also said, honey, ain't you trying to be the president of Ireland? What is it giving fam? Use some effing sunscreen. Damn. I mean, right? I gotta see this.
He doesn't use a tea towel.
I know. Maybe that he's like the poster child for you gotta use a tea towel. So to cover your junk when you're outside sunbathing nude. So I'm like, oh God, I got to see this. So I'm like typing it, you know, madly, Conor McGregor pics, uncensored, blah, blah, going on. Nothing. But the blob that they're using to cover his zone is ginormous. And it looks like somebody took it looks like it was done on somebody's phone with the, not the eraser, Vin. But one of the pens you can use to cover things over.
So funny.
Thank you. And so it's covered, but it isn't like covered from his chest down to his knees. It's from right above where I know that thing starts to his knees. And I'm like, wow, you know, this is actually good press for him.
Yeah, unfortunately.
I'm looking at it now. It's a big emoji. Right?
Oh, it is? I thought it was just like a red blob.
Oh,
maybe
no.
You're looking at different ones.
I'm looking at a different one, but I tried to pull up the photos that you're hinting at needing, and I'm not seeing them. And those are usually...
Well, Conor hasn't
responded.
They're
either there or they aren't.
As far as of this moment, when I was reading the story this morning, he hadn't responded, so he may have started yelling about it. That guy is mad. I just don't know for sure that these pics are legit or that he even sent them. He has a fiance he's been with forever, but he was also recently spotted kissing a mystery lady. So I have no idea. He sounds like a great guy, doesn't he?
Sounds like a politician to me.
He's practicing for that.
Well, I don't know what their situation is. Do they have kids together?
Him and the fiance?
Yeah.
I don't know. I don't know what his situation is. He like, I hate to say it, I find him really attractive.
I know. Even though
he's
so hot.
Thank you. Thank God. I thought I was going out on a limb because he is such a DB. Like, he really is. His behavior is incredibly unattractive.
He's so hot.
He looks, he just runs me like a hockey player.
I love
really
his voice,
scrappy.
Too.
Oh, I know.
Oh my God, you too.
Oh, well.
They have 4 children. 3 sons and 1 daughter.
You know, he's texting his D to Azealia Banks and he's kissing some mystery lady in a restaurant. So I'm sure that's going to end well. And I'm sure those kids will be perfectly fine.
Well, I don't know what to make of any of that.
Here's some bad news, especially for kids like Sesame Street. Elmo's official Twitter account, it was hacked. And they posted all, it's unbelievable what they posted on Elmo's account. They posted anti-Semitic and really offensive tweets. And of course, everyone thought Elmo was going off the rails. This is one hack, I believe, right? I mean, Elmo is he's just a good guy.
Well,
that was me being Tickle Me Elmo. A bunch of anti-Semitic stuff and offensive tweets related to President Trump, Jeffrey Epstein, and Jews. Which, I mean, wasn't that covered in anti-Semitic? They just wanted to write that again. So a spokesperson for Sesame Workshop said that Elmo's official account was briefly hacked. It has since been secured. The tweets were taken down, but screenshots. Not going to read you some of these, but he's basically saying Elmo is, in all of the terrible things he's saying, he says that Donald Trump is in the Epstein files, which then they just say, oh, no, there's no Epstein file. Don't worry about it. There's no Epstein file. Oh, my God. Some of the anti-Semitic stuff is just like, oh, my God. So luckily, Elmo got his account back and he'll just be. He's going to just talk about his goldfish again, and it'll be gentle and sweet, and your kids will be able to follow him on
Twitter. It's a strange thing to even hear about, because your kids, a kid the age of Elmo's, shouldn't even have Instagram or whatever they're
right,
looking at.
Right, exactly.
What's...
Well, Elmo is actually, he does these kind of like Zen thoughts on there. I will occasionally see something that gets around from Elmo.
You never even use Instagram.
I see stories. And he's on Twitter. Well, he might also be on Instagram.
All right.
Elmo loves his goldfish. And plus, I kind of love Elmo. Not in the same way I love Conor McGregor, but also Conor.
Kind of in the opposite way that I like Conor McGregor, I like Elmo.
Yeah.
You know what?
I'm going to cuddle him afterward.
You know what would have been even funnier
what?
Than posting? I don't think posting hateful things on Elmo's Twitter is funny at all. What would have been funny if you hacked Elmo's Twitter would be to post really insightful.
No, he does do stuff like that.
He does?
Yeah, he'll, like, I don't know if you can go back or maybe they reset his account or something, but he'll post, like, you know, and it's stuff like be kind, and but said in like a really kind of a Zen way. Like he's got kind of a nice, uplifting, opposite of what got posted on his Twitter yesterday. Yikes. Elmo's official Twitter account hacked. But don't worry, it wasn't really him, you guys. Oh my God. All right, Vinny, I'm out of time.
I'm still like, I cannot believe that guy sent unsolicited D pics to, she even says, don't you know who I am?
Right. Which makes me think maybe somebody revenge sent those to her. Maybe.
Wow skills after these.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side-effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven, non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's RADIO15 for 15% off today.
Oh, oh yeah. My God.
You're waking up with Sarah and Vinny.
Oh, look at that.
Alice at
97.3.
Whoa, whoa. Wah, wah, whoa. Alice 97.3, good vibes and variety. Check out the Alice 97.3 Instagram for video reels and pics from the Sarah and Vinny Morning Show daily, plus links to all our personal profiles.
What's up, everyone? This Hollis Report is brought to you by Bob's Movie Club. 6 a.m. this Thursday. Join Sarah and Vinny for Bob's Movie Club. This time around, the movie is Time After Time.
So good.
Sarah loves it. You can tell. Get yourself caught up on that one and join us this Thursday and be ready to let us know what you think of Time After Time on Bob's Movie Club. Morning clouds. Sun should break through today and be a nice day most everywhere with highs in the low 80s. Yesterday was nice. Just absolute heaven.
Do you have time to surf on your way home if you can?
Today?
Yeah.
That depends on how long things happen here because I have pickups and today is gymnastics day.
Ah.
So I've got to be, I got a hard 2 p.m.
Daddy taxi
trip from 2 to 4. I'm very busy. It's fun watching her do gymnastics, though. It's also fun sitting in the car. Yeah, this is a little one. So I'll do both. I'll take a look. And it's hard to sit there. And if some people like come with another parent that they know and just go after it.
Oh.
Let's get caught up on everything we haven't talked about right here in front of everybody.
Fun.
It's not that much fun. So I usually like try to get a couple photos and then I go sit in the car and read a magazine.
People like to chat.
Yeah. No, I like to chat, but you know, in a room where others are hostage,
yeah,
it feels like, anyway, here's what's happening. Which wow skill is secretly super easy to learn?
A wow skill?
A wow skill.
All right. What are these wow skills?
Someone asked the internet, which wow skill is secretly super easy to learn? And here's the list.
Okay.
Fire eating.
Oh.
Looks impressive and dangerous, but it's surprisingly easy. Now, is fire eating the same as fire spitting?
I do not know. I feel like when I think of a fire eater, I think of the guy with the flaming torch and he puts it down his throat. That seems really wow.
Oh, that is. A fire eater can refer to an entertainer who performs the act of putting a flaming object into their mouth and extinguishing it, or a more aggressive, belligerent person. Okay, that's not what we're going for here.
Oh, but I see. Multiple.
Okay, so a fire eater. It's apparently very easy. You should try that, Sarah.
No.
Listening in a conversation.
Oh, that's not. Is that a wow or is that just kind of what the other person's expecting?
Well, I think we all expect someone to be listening to us, but you find out very quickly that many people are not great at it.
No. A lot of people are waiting for you to take a breath. They don't know if you've ended your sentence or not.
I usually try to ask questions. That's my way of letting you know I'm engaged. If I ask you questions about what you're talking about, it keeps me like involved. Mm-hmm. Otherwise, if you're just going to do a speech, I'm just going to grab a blankie and have a power over here. Mm-hmm. But if we can, you know, go and have some, right. You know.
There needs to be some give and take.
Yeah. Folding a fitted sheet.
No, that don't bother. What's the name of that book? Life's Too Short to Fold Fitted Sheets. Just don't. Just roll it up.
What is her name? She redecorated my house. Susan? Lisa? No, Lisa Quinn.
Oh.
Can you look that up? Lisa Quinn. I think she wrote the book Life's Too Short to Fold Fitted Sheets.
Yeah. She's not wrong.
I just take all the elastic along the top. Mm-hmm. So that the rest is hanging down, and then I fold it, and it's never a perfect square, but that's okay. It's fine.
Yeah. I take it by the tops of the corners. So it's like.
Yeah.
Not by the elastic.
Oh, the other side.
But just the, you know, it's got that stitch where the corner is. So I do it from there. If I'm bothering, mostly I just sort of go. This is good.
You nailed it, Lisa Quinn.
Well, she was in my house and
yep.
Did put a lot of time into it. Yeah. But that was
where the cup of sticks comes from.
16 years ago.
Easily, right?
This book is a crash course in slacker chic 101 that will have overextended women everywhere laughing out loud and throwing in the towel and the dish towel, that is.
You know, I had this thing.
And the tea towel.
Let me see if I can find it. I had this thing that says, hold on, let me find it, the title.
This seems like a good gift, like a good coffee table book.
Yeah, she was a good designer, too. She did a really cute job on a very small budget in Vinny's living room. Nice. It was good.
Women are sharing the societal norms they stopped giving a bleep about after turning 30.
Oh.
Please, tell us, Vinny.
Well, there's a couple. I mean, there's some I'm just like, what? But here's one. Feeling like I was supposed to have kids and now I'm somehow a failure because I didn't find someone I wanted to be stuck with. It was the best decision. I never have to see my ex again and have no baby daddy drama. Mm-hmm. I have loads of friends and I do what I want when I want. Everyone around me is getting divorced and some seem like they don't want the kids that they do have. Don't be pressured into something that doesn't feel right for you. Yeah, I'll tell you something. Pressuring someone to have kids or feeling pressured, that is too big a job to take on under pressure. Mm. You should want that. You should be into it. If you're not, don't do it.
Because you're not ready for it.
10 years down the
are.
Road, you'll be like, oh my gosh. I had a chance there to just decide for myself, and I never did. Mm. I just went with whatever the pressure was.
Pressure.
I've stopped making myself smaller so that others feel comfortable.
Oh.
Over the last 3 years,
let your light shine.
My professional life has grown and my position has improved. My coworkers aren't happy about it, and I do not care. I worked hard, and I deserve where I'm at.
Oh.
Good for you.
Don't have to be a jerk about it.
I don't care what others think of me, and I've never felt so free. That's seriously.
That is a big one.
You need to find that one young. I've been talking to my oldest daughter about that recently as she's going through, she's growing, if you know what I mean.
Yeah.
All in weird places. And it's the part of growing up. And I've been trying to explain to her, like, that kid that says that one thing better not control your whole life because he was just being a jerk, probably because he likes you, which
that
makes no sense.
I know
that that's what's going on there. Mm. He's just an immature tweeb and he just said whatever came out of his mouth because he didn't know how to say, I think you're really nice. You know what I mean?
I like you.
Yeah.
Oh.
On this list of things women say, they just societal norms they've stopped giving a bleep about. This one's pretty fun. Decorating my house like a magazine. I'm just giving myself more stuff to clean. And I don't even like company.
Well, that person really
nailed it.
Yep.
I'm 35 and I dress for comfort, not style. I never wear heels and my bras don't have underwire.
Yeah,
I wear makeup once, maybe twice a week, max. All my underwear comes up to my belly button. I eat what I want and I drink what I want.
Mm. Well, I mean, take it easy.
Yeah, you've.
But it is very freeing when you're just like, who am I trying to impress?
Yep.
I'm already married. I don't need to impress that guy anymore.
Well, that's not right.
I know.
That isn't. Wait, what?
I'm with you.
That is not right.
Yeah.
You should try and impress John.
Yes.
Yeah.
You got to be like, want to see a new skill I learned? Want me to wow you?
Oh, yeah. Let me get back to that. What did I just do?
Oh, no. It's fine. I actually liked this story, too. Yeah. What were the other ones? I like how it goes from fire eating is not that hard to listen to other people when they're talking.
And then his example about listening was that, oh, well, if you talk too much, I'm not going to listen.
No. I said, make it a conversation, not a speech. Mm. That's what I meant. I don't know what I said because I'm just talking right now, you know, off the top of my head. But what I mean is don't speech me. Let me talk to you. It's give and take. That's what you got from that? If you talk too much, I'm going to ignore you? That's not what I meant.
We're not listening to you. We haven't learned that skill yet.
Speed reading.
Oh, yeah, that's a good one. I'm pretty good at speed reading.
It's training your eyes to stop saying every word in your head.
Yes.
It took me about a month to get decent at it.
I would love to learn this.
Well, do this job for a while. You will. Because you just skim down and you look for words that matter.
Yeah, but then you're not, like, if you read a book like that.
No, I wouldn't read a book like that.
Okay.
But I also try not to say every word. I try not to keep going over the same sentence and stuff. I try to move it along. Just keep, just zip your eyes along and let the words hit you without having to say them in your head. I'm not awesome at it, but some people can just go right down a page.
Wow, skills that are super easy to learn. Solving a Rubik's Cube. Moonwalking.
Oh, yeah, I used to know how to moonwalk.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's built around your body. The Natural Cycles app pinpoints your fertile days by tracking shifts in your temperature so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. It's easy to use. Simply take your temperature in the morning with our free Bluetooth thermometer included with our annual plan, or sync with your Oura Ring or Apple Watch. The app analyzes your data and tells you daily whether it's a fertile or non-fertile day. Natural Cycles is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. But beyond effective birth control, the app helps you understand your body and cycle better than ever. And unlike some period tracking apps, Natural Cycles provides an advanced data protection program to keep your information private and secure. Ready to go hormone-free? Sign up for the Natural Cycles annual plan and get a free Bluetooth thermometer, plus 15% off your subscription with the code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
You can learn that. 4 or 5 chords on the guitar and play a ton of songs.
That is true.
That is true.
Yep.
But that's... You're a fraud, though, just so you know.
Are you?
Yeah,
or are
yeah,
you
absolutely.
Playing all the songs at the party?
And Owen Wilson...
I mean, you know, if I can play, if I learn 4 chords and I can play all the songs, then
yeah, what the
yay
heck? Me. Maddie's out, so you have to kick up your annoying knock.
An Owen Wilson impression.
Oh. Well, what does that sound like?
Like that. Mm. Juggling 3 balls looks impressive, but you can learn it in a weekend.
I have spent hours trying to learn how to juggle, and I can do 1 juggle successfully.
Why can't you just make it keep doing it?
Because it's all about where you throw. Mm-hmm. You have to throw it in just the right place that it comes back down where you need it.
Yeah, I learned this. I haven't practiced it in a while, but I wanted to learn it. There were a couple things on my list, which include whistling, and I can't do that. But
yeah,
juggling,
I always wanted to be able to do the fingers.
If you do it up against the wall, then at least you don't throw the ball out. It stays. You have a boundary.
Oh,
so you do it like this, right up against the wall,
and then you make your hands go to the right. I know the mustache is fantastic. It's that 70s porn stash.
Knots.
Oh. I have one of those knot boards, you know, where you're supposed to learn all the knots. It has like the knots are tied and then there's rope that comes with it. I gave it to John a few years ago, but it's so it hangs around the house, you know.
Oh.
And there's all these great knots and like you're like, okay, and then you do this and then you do this and then you're like, you pull on the knot to see if it and then the whole thing just comes apart.
Wow, skills that are easy to learn. I've never heard of this or seen this.
Okay.
Splitting an apple in half with your bare hands.
Oh. That's a good one.
Is it? Have you ever seen it done?
No, never have.
2 ex-NASA engineers just created...
Well, the click went to a video you may have noticed, so...
What did those 2 ex-NASA engineers discover? You know what I think is a good wow thing? And I only know this because my friend Pat went, oh, what just happened? When you take a head of iceberg lettuce, find the flat side where they've cut it off the thing, and smack it on the... You smack it on the counter and then you pull the whole core out. And then you don't, then now your water, you can fill that with water and clean the lettuce and then peel off clean lettuce leaves.
What are you talking about?
Well, you know how when you buy a head iceberg lettuce?
Yes.
And it's a big round head.
And there's the bottom at
the
where
bottom
they cut it.
Where they've cut it. You take the head of lettuce in your hands, make sure the bottom is flat and smack it on the countertop.
And you don't throw it.
No, you hold it in your hands.
You hold it in your hands and smack it.
Hard. You hold it.
Really
it
hard.
Yes. And then it breaks everything off the core. You pull the core and the whole core comes out.
All and then, that janky.
All of it. And then you take the head of lettuce, you turn it over. Now there's a hole in it because it actually looks like a cone. It's unbelievable. And then you fill it with water and until it starts, the water starts pouring out of between the leaves.
This is a known thing.
To me. My mom used to do it that way.
Wow.
Do you know it?
Right? See?
No. Who buys iceberg lettuce anymore?
Oh my God, it's the best. I love iceberg lettuce.
Have you had butter lettuce?
I have.
Butter lettuce is much better in terms of lettuce.
No, it's not. I like lettuce that has some tooth to it, not just like this flat. Like
for tacos, I want iceberg.
Mm-hmm. That's fair,
everything though. Else, I want any
for
other
Greek
brand.
Salad, I want to have iceberg lettuce, and we always eat Greek salad, so.
Lock picking is on the list. Learning the sky is on the list.
Oh, that is kind of cool.
Magic, especially card tricks. And at number one is origami. Mm. That's not a wow. Origami's no wow. Get out of here.
Well, it can be a wow, but you have to know more than just that stork or swan or whatever the hell it is that they make.
Oh, someone also said on that list that I skipped balloon animals. Did I say that?
Oh,
that's also.
I don't know.
You know what? You pull out balloon animals and start doing them unless
like,
there's little
the
kids
fair?
Around. Yeah,
right.
There's no like you're. Mm.
And I picture the guy, he looks like Gallagher, you know, and he's there. He's like in a dumb outfit with a bowler hat and he's definitely a creep. Hey, kitty, I made your dachshund. Thanks, mister.
The way Sarah said to do lettuce, this is our text number 800-400-3697. The way Sarah said to do lettuce is how I used to do it when I worked in a deli.
Oh.
Teresa in South City.
Hey, Teresa in South City.
The iceberg lettuce thing is the way you clean iceberg.
It's so good.
It's not a new thing.
Mm-mm. But when I did it in front of someone who'd never seen it, my friend Pat, he almost fell on the floor. He was like, what just happened?
Yeah, that sounds radical.
Yeah, it's cool. You're so cool when you do it. And like your kids will love it too because you pull out a perfect cone of the inside of the lettuce. They'll be all like, you're amazing.
Teach your kids not to become people pleasing. Starts with them, not people pleasing. Parents and or friends. Well, I need them to please me.
Well, you need them to be polite, though.
They gotta,
There's a difference
they
between
be cool.
being a people pleaser and being just a polite person. Because letting your kids run all around the house at your friend's house breaking things and you're like, I don't want her to be a people pleaser, but she's going to destroy it. Like, that's now everyone hates you.
Yeah, you don't raise feral kids.
Right. No. Lord, teach your kid what no means.
Right.
Don't you be a people pleaser to your kid.
Please don't tell your daughters that boys are being mean to them because they like them. I'm sorry, you missed the point. What I was trying to get across to her is to not let people steal her childhood from her. She's in a situation where there's comments that are coming down, and I'm not trying to say, I don't care what, I know the guy's name, I know what he said, and I was like, that's just a douchebag kid who's flying off at the mouth, and now you're completely tripping on it. I realize you're just listening to the radio, but believe me, I'm into my kid and I'm trying to get her to be a lot less self-conscious.
Mm. Things well, people and to say take off less the things to heart.
Yeah, like off the top of your head, you're going to suddenly be like, oh, I am? Oh, drives me crazy. It's a bummer. I didn't catch the transition. I was so confused. Yeah, sorry. I jumped between two stories. Don't save this for best of.
Oh, no. This was a good one. I thought your back and forth was pretty good. I liked it.
I saw the Conor McGregor uncensored pics. It's huge and uncircumcised.
Oh, goodness. Wow. I'd like to hear that.
Nice.
I didn't get to see it. Can you please send me a link?
I didn't see it.
I'm talking to the guy.
Yeah. Okay.
Or the girl. Whoever saw it.
What's coming up in the trash, Sarah?
Thievery and wedding planning.
Blah, blah, blah.
Get up.
Wake up.
With Sarah and Vinny.
Legit. Yeah.
Alice at 97.3.